I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. A state senator from Orleans County is waging a write-in campaign in the Democratic gubernatorial primary in Vermont. Glover resident John Rogers decided against running for governor back in May, but he says a group of Vermonters recently asked him if he'd accept their support as a write-in candidate. Rogers has embraced the idea. He says his supporters were upset by Governor Phil Scott's support for new gun laws.
I think that's where this movement got its foundation, but there are a lot of people that are disenfranchised by the Scott administration.
The people waging the write-in campaign on Rogers' behalf say they plan to use social media to spread word of his candidacy. Rogers says he does not plan to raise or spend any money in the primary. He faces a crowded primary field on the Democratic side that includes Brenda Siegel, Christine Hallquist, James Ehlers, and Ethan Sonneborn. Two people have been arrested in connection with a pair of fatal overdoses in Barrie. Barrie City Police say Anthony Milo and Sean Fordham were arraigned today and charged with selling or dispensing regulated drugs that resulted in death. The charges against Milo stem from an overdose death of a 33-year-old woman. Fordham was arraigned in relation to the overdose of a 32-year-old man. And a Vermont semiconductor company says it will cut jobs at its plant in Essex Junction as part of a 5% global reduction of its workforce. A Global Foundries spokesperson declined to specify how many jobs would be lost. The Burlington Free Press reports there are about 2,500 employees at the Essex Junction plant, meaning about 125 workers would lose their jobs in the case of a 5% cut. Members of the Vermont Army National Guard left the state this morning to prepare for their upcoming overseas deployment. VPR's Liam Elder Connors was at the send-off and has more.
Today, let us shake these walls. Let us be heard from Vermont to the Middle East as we cheer on our citizen soldiers.
Friends, family, and fellow Guard members filled the hangar at the Guard facility in South Burlington to see members of Charlie Company off. More than 60 soldiers will serve in this deployment. The group will be acting as a medical evacuation company in the Middle East and Southwest Asia. Sergeant Joshua Corkins is a member of Charlie Company. He says this is his second deployment.
Tired leaving families. As far as the deploying with everybody here, we've been training for this for a long time, and we are 100%, 110% prepared.
So you're feeling ready?
Absolutely feel comfortable with this deployment. We're ready to go.
Deployments typically last a year. Before heading overseas, Charlie Company will be in Texas training with Guard units from other states. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
Dartmouth College says one of three professors investigated for alleged sexual misconduct has retired. The three were all faculty members in the Department of Psychological and Brain Science. In a message to the Dartmouth community, college president Phil Hanlon said the school's investigation resulted in a recommendation that Professor Todd Heatherton be dismissed. Heatherton had been on leave but now will retire. Hanlon says recommendations regarding the other two faculty members are still being reviewed by a committee. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, scattered showers ending with lows in the 40s to mid-50s. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.